Good morning, a Tuesday morning with our Alan Chartok. Well, $460,000 in the WAMC lockbox. That's the way we knock down time off the on-air drive, which starts next Monday morning. $40,000 now to go.
We should be able, David, I hope, to knock that $40,000 out of the park today. In which case, every penny that we get will reduce the on-air fund drive at a time when all hell is breaking loose. Rudy Giuliani apparently is under investigation by the attorneys in the Southern District. But the chief U.S. attorney who replaced Mr. Barrera, Preet Bharara, isn't even confirmed by the Senate. He's not been nominated. So he's just sitting there. He's acting. The President of the United States then goes and shows his affinity with Rudy Giuliani by having a luncheon meeting at his golf club, of course. We know now that Giuliani has been running his own separate policy outside the official policy of the State Department. And while the State Department was trying to counter corruption, allegedly, in Ukraine, Giuliani was doing no such thing, playing a different role. In the meantime, the president gives a green light to Erdogan in Turkey to go ahead and take back territory from the Kurds, our allies. And that has led, of course, to holy hell with the Republican, up to now, silent senators who are saying, you can't do this to an ally because our credibility with allies from now on will be negative. In the meantime, a whole lot of people, David, are trotting up to Capitol Hill to testify, despite the fact that the President of the United States clearly doesn't want that to happen, and are spending behind closed doors up to 10 hours with these congressmen in the House of Representatives. All this would not be happening if the House had not gone blue. And so the question is, can the House stay blue? In the midst of all of this, we are gearing up for a presidential election. We are reading stories that Michael Bloomberg might be reconsidering coming in at this stage of the game. We see Elizabeth Warren going ahead of Joe Biden, and that, of course, is the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. I know that Bloomberg, who would be a very attractive candidate to many, is like the roadrunner. He runs up and he runs up and he runs up and then he goes screech. So I'm not convinced he'll come in, because we don't anoint contenders here. You have to run in order to win. So all of that is happening, and that's why it is so important to knock as much off the fund drive as we possibly can. Hey, you can't run a radio station without the money. But because everybody's been so good at filling the lockbox, and because there's only $40,000 that we need to get to that $500,000 mark, there's no reason we can't even do more than that. So if we can do $40,000 today, it would be fabulous, just fabulous. But this radio station is doing incredibly important work. It always has. It was there before most people were. I remember, David, when we talked about the fact that the president was telling lies. And people said, oh, you shouldn't use the word lie. That's not worthy of the presidency. Lie, I said. He's a lying, lying, lying liar, which he is. We know that. The Washington Post has collected over 10,000 lies. And this radio station better be here. And that means that everybody ought to get busy and end it today. Put $5 in, put $100 in, put $1,000 in. What is your life worth? What is this country coming to that we can put a stop to?
WAMC.org right now to help. Well, we also have a major presidential debate tonight, sponsored by CNN and the New York Times. You referenced speculation that the billionaire Michael Bloomberg might enter the race. We also have, for the first time on the debate stage, the businessman Tom Steyer, also a billionaire.
I'm not a big billionaire per se lover. Look, Tom Steyer came in. He thought that by yelling impeachment, 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 he was going to go to the head of the class. He didn't. It's sort of silly. His polling is pathetic. We're talking about hovering 1% or below. So, you know, David, I think it's time for the hanger-oners to say, this isn't working. I'll go back where I came from. We saw de Blasio do it. We saw Gillibrand do it. It's unseemly for some of these people just to keep on hanging in there.
Do the Democrats go hard on Biden In other words, with all that's happened with the what seemed to be unfounded and unproven accusations against Hunter Biden, the Democrats use that in their argument for why they need to move on from him.
Well, David, Bernie Sanders is doing badly in the polling. I suspect part of that may be his health. Part of it may be that Elizabeth Warren is eating some of his lunch. They are the two real progressive candidates, even though Bernie Sanders denies that and says he is the one real progressive. And the question is, now that Biden is not the leader, now that Elizabeth Warren is, does she become the target for the others? I saw Sanders, who had been pretty positive about Warren up until now on the television, basically making the argument that he was the socialist, he was the progressive. And that shows somewhat of a difference in approach. You can beat up on Biden, but if you do, you're going to be accused of sowing dissonance in the Democratic Party at a time when they need anything but that in order to defeat Donald Trump.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. It's real easy. It's about as easy as it gets, right, Alan? WAMC.org. Put something in and we'll make it.
Right you are, David. Let there be no question about it. We need to stay with our task, and our task is presenting the news in a fair and comprehensive way, and we will continue to do that. If you love the station, go to WAMC.org, and every penny we can put in is going to be some more time on the radio doing our work.